Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Arena where the Towson Tigers are getting ready to take on Cornell tonight at 7. You can watch that game on Flow College. And joining us now, two of the Tigers players, Tyler Tejada and Dylan Williamson, both juniors. I'll start with this, and I want to take you back before we go forward. And you guys both had a unique situation this offseason where you kind of get re-recruited. So the process and the decision to come back to Towson, like, just take us into how that all went for you. We'll start with Tyler and then Dylan follow up.
You know, a lot went into it. A lot of time going into talking with my family, talking to Dylan, obviously, and taking time to myself to figure out what I wanted to do and how I wanted to go about the rest of my career. So it definitely was a lot, a whole process that went into it.
I would just agree with Tyler. Just first, I took some time because we lost. Just took some time to myself to figure out what I wanted to do, and then having conversations with Tejada and my family, and then we just decided to come back.
How much of it was, look, you guys won the regular season CAA title last year, finishing some unfinished business in the CAA tournament to punch your ticket to the NCAA tournament?
For me, that was one of the main reasons I decided to come back. I feel like we have some unfinished business here. We've been to that same game and lost in the past 4 years, so I feel like this is the year that we can overcome that.
I feel like people around here don't understand the caliber of basketball in the CAA and how good it is. And watching your guys broad your telecast, because you haven't been home much because nobody wants to come here and play you, and every time the announcers are like, wow, I'm really surprised how many NBA scouts are at this game. Like, they say it in the pregame all the time, wow, there's a lot of NBA scouts, and you are two of the guys who they're looking at. How good is the CBA, the CAA, Dylan, and how, and then, you know, Tyler after, and how I guess, how much do you think about things like that, about how this could set you up to play professionally, if not in the NBA, then somewhere?
First of all, I'm just thankful that we're even getting this type of recognition. And then about the CAA, it's full of talent. You know, it's guys that's coming from everywhere, all levels and everywhere around the country, and it's just full of talent. And it's a tough game every night.
Yeah, for sure. Like D. Will said, the CAA from top to bottom is filled with great teams and great talent. So obviously we're going to get that attention that obviously we all deserve. And yeah, just to be in that position to get scouted and looked at like that is definitely a blessing. But it's just a testament to all the work we put in behind the scenes.
We're talking to Tyler Tejada and Dylan Williamson's Inside Access here on The Fan. You guys were just in Florida for that tournament. You got to the finals, played three games. Those are always difficult to play back to back to back. What was that like for you guys to play in that tournament?
It was a blessing. You know, it kind of brought me back to my AAU days, playing three games in 3 days. All the games were early, too, so it just really brought me back to my AAU days. It was tough. It was some good teams we played out there. We came up short, but, you know, we're continuing to work.
Tyler?
It was definitely a lot of fun, you know. Doesn't get much better than being in Orlando, being in Disney World.
Yeah, you got a little Disney time in, right?
To that point, did you guys have any free time? Did you hit up the parks? Any favorite rides?
Yeah, so we went to Disney 2 days. The day we got there, Saturday, we went to Magic Kingdom, and then on Wednesday I went to Hollywood Studios, so it was nice. Yep, got on the ride Tron.
Yeah,
had a good time.
Yeah. Did you do the Tower of Terror?
No, I did. I didn't get a chance.
We didn't have that much time in the park, but we went on Tron. And then I just drove around with my mom and my family like explore,
awesome,
see different things.
Well, you guys almost took the Houston Cougars for a ride. For people maybe who weren't sure if you were going to be able to pick up where you left off as a program last year, running off all those consecutive wins and winning the CAA in the regular season, I know you lost the game, but you had them on the ropes. I mean, that was a game for all 40 minutes. What was that like in that environment, playing a team that a lot of people think can be cutting down the nets when this is all said and done?
That environment was very special to play there. It was early on in the season, but we came out ready to fight. We fought all the way to the end and didn't go in our favor, unfortunately. But we fought, and that just shows the type of team we are this year.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the environment was crazy. It was really cool to play in that type of environment, you know, with that type of caliber team to show that we can compete with teams like that. So it was definitely a lot of fun.
You know, Coach said, I don't believe in moral victories, but to get Kelvin Sampson to call a timeout in the second half, I'll take that as, I guess, a half a win. You've got Kansas coming up. Fog Allen Fieldhouse is one of the cathedrals of college basketball. You guys got to be fired up to be going there.
Yeah, I can't wait to play there. One of our old teammates used to go there, Nick Timberlake.
Oh, so yeah.
It's amazing to be able to go there and play in that arena.
It's definitely going to be a lot of fun. I heard, like, that place is one of the best places in college basketball to play at. So it was definitely, I'm looking forward to it.
Sticking in here at CQ, it seems like fan attendance, especially at the end of last year, is up. And this year, just what does that mean to you guys seeing the stands?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Pack.
It just means everything to us. Since we've been here, we've been working and working just to get that crowd up, and now the fans are coming out and showing us love, and we just love it and embrace it.
I know there's some old guys like me who really appreciate the way you guys play, and basketball's become three ball all over the place, but there is, especially in the CAA, I find as well, intermediate stuff matters. Banging on the boards matter. Rebounding, defense, being able to win a game that's played in the 60s, the mid-60s, maybe pushing 70. And that seems to be what you guys are kind of all about and part of the reason why people don't like coming here to play you guys.
Yeah, for sure. You know, as Coach always tells us all the time, like people got to feel us. Like, nobody comes here and beats us. So definitely want to impose our physicality and our will on teams and make them really feel us for 40 minutes.
Yeah, it's a hard hit on the nail. Basically, Coach just harps on that, just being physical. Teams got to feel us every time we play them, no matter here or away.
We know that no team is ever the same. You guys win the regular season CAA last year, but different moving parts. You guys are holdovers. How has it been integrating some of your new teammates this year?
From them being here from the summertime, I feel like at this point now we've gelled pretty well together. Guys know what each other can do. We know how to play off each other, so I think we're at a good space right now.
Yeah, for sure, and not just on the court, but off the court, we all get along with each other. We all hang out with each other all the time, so that helps us on the court as well, you know, being bonded like brothers, being able to get through adversity in tough times.
What's it like to see the work that you put in off the court show up on the court? What I mean by that, like somebody, we were talking to someone earlier, and they were talking about you specifically, Tyler, just the changes in your body since you got here, the work you put in the gym, and both of you, like the work you guys put in the gym, and then to see it manifest on the court as you become better basketball players.
It's definitely like, I don't know how to describe it, but it's definitely like, it's a great feeling seeing that all the hard work's paid off, that it wasn't like all for nothing, but it's definitely good to know that all the work that I put in is going towards something and still got a lot more work to do.
Yeah, for me, it's kind of like a calming feeling just to be able to go out on the court and be comfortable with all the work that I've put in and just show it on the court.
Well, part of staying here, obviously, is Coach Scary, unfinished business in the CAA, but also the Baltimore area. What do you guys like about this area? What are some things about this campus, about Baltimore, that made you want to stay here?
I mean, the campus and the area is beautiful, you know. Like, I like where I'm at. I'm happy, you know. Go outside, go get something to eat, like, just enjoy the environment that I'm around. That was definitely a big part of me wanting to come back and still be here.
Yeah, I'm from the Maryland area, so Baltimore was kind of new for me, but just being still kind of home essentially played a big part, and I'm just very comfortable here.
You guys big Raising Cane's fans? So you're like, hey, that place
is actually, not anymore.
Yeah, we had a little bad experience in Louisiana last year. So I still like Cane's, but I haven't eaten it since.
Do you, guys have a favorite spot? Like, not on campus, but, like, do you guys have...
Uptown?
Yeah.
Uptown. I do, actually. It's on Delaney Road, Pasta Mista.
Oh yeah!
Pasta
Mista. That's a great call.
Chicken parm dinner. I'm a
big Shake Shack guy.
Yeah, just opened one in Pikesville, thanks to the Aloysius.
You sorry to see Delaware go, or you had enough of them? I had enough of them. I was ready for them.
I had enough of them, but they got us before they left.
I wanted that one back.
Yeah, for sure.
I wanted that one back.
Tyler, Dylan, thank you guys so much for your time. Continued success. Let's get over the hump this year, and hopefully we'll see you guys again real soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Tyler Tejada, Dylan Williamson. Towson takes on Cornell tonight at 7. You can watch that game on Flow College. We come back. It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM. What you got? Dollar Beer Night.
It's been a while since we've heard from Ben Roethlisberger on Football On and his buddy Spence. He weighed in on the Mike Tomlin of it all as the Ravens set to take on the Steelers on Sunday. We'll get into it next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.